talking some Toronto FC and maybe a little bit of Raptors with our next guest. It is Ryan Wohlstadt, Toronto FC reporter for Toronto Sun and Post Media. Woz, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. How you guys doing?
We are good. We are good. And Toronto FC with a couple of big matchups over the next few days here. A huge home game tomorrow against New York City FC, one of the top teams in the league. And as we know right now, points are just so crucial for Toronto. And to be able to pick up three at home would be nice. We know they've played a lot of soccer over the last little bit here. Any talk about people that may sit, or is it going to be all hands on deck for this matchup tomorrow?
Well, unfortunately for TFC, two of their best starting defenders are not going to be in the lineup. Aro got hurt again after he only came back a couple weeks ago, but he's hurt again. He hurt himself in Vancouver, and Chris Mavinga is suspended for two games for no one really knows why. He got an extra game because an Atlanta player kind of spat on him. I mean, allegedly, but it looked, I mean, the players were certainly convinced that happened, and so Mavinga kind of put the hands to the face to push the guy away after that 2-2 draw in Atlanta last weekend. So now he's out for two games, and since he's come back a few weeks ago as well, he's been outstanding, and the team's defense has completely changed with him back there because he's just so athletic and so good at reading the play. So it's a dangerous team, and New York City FC, and not of those two guys is not very good for Toronto. But I mean, the good news is that Drew Moore might see a bit of time. Obviously, another starter on last year's really good defensive team, like Mavinga, and he's been out since April, actually, in Mexico, right before the final of the Champions League. He is just in training, completely tore his quad, so he's been out for months now. And he's kind of a guy that directs traffic back there for TFC, kind of like, you know, like a really good center in basketball, like a Tyson Chandler or something, that kind of makes sure everyone's in the right spot. That's sort of what he does. So at least they might get his leadership back. But I mean, after a long layoff, it's going to be pretty tough to run around with the NYC guys, and not having those other two defenders is a big deal as well. But yeah, so that should be a bit of a challenge. But up front, they're as healthy as they've been, really. You know, they have Javinko, Victor Vazquez healthy, and obviously Josie Altidore back too. So should be an interesting one.
Ryan, when you talk about the attack up front, and we know Josie Altidore has dealt with some injuries, and ever since he's come back, it seems like he kind of stirs the drink for Toronto FC in their attack. Is that what kind of the sense around the team is, that I think we underestimated the importance of Josie Altidore to this team?
Yeah, definitely. I think, for one thing, he links up with Javinko so well, and then Greg Vanney has said it a bunch of times that he thinks they're the best pairing up front in the league, and that they're both much, much better when both of them are in the lineup. If you take one away, it completely changes what they do. Javinko had to play up front more, and obviously he's not a very big guy, and that's not really his game. But with Altidore there, it just gives them another option that you know, he's a big, strong guy, fast guy that teams have to account for, and then that gives Javinko a little more space, and obviously he's as good as anyone in the league when he has that space. And it just completely sort of changes things, and then you have, you know, Vazquez's creativity and Jonathan Osorio having, you know, the best year of his career, and he's probably been TFC's best player. So they're all of a sudden really, really dangerous up front. But yeah, Altidore's return has a ton to do with it, even if it's not just him scoring, just the space he gives for Javinko and how he opens everything up. It just makes a huge difference.
So 12 games left on the schedule, Ryan. Toronto FC currently 6 points out of a playoff spots. They've got three teams they would have to leapfrog to get to that point. What is sort of the buzz around the team right now? How hopeful are they, as long as they stay healthy, that they can accomplish this with just 12 games remaining?
They're very confident. They weren't happy. I mean, I wrote something about how their season was all but over. I guess the last time they played in New York, I covered the game, and they lost, and they just looked done. Everyone was hurt, and they looked like there was no way they were going to get back. And then since then, they've obviously turned things around. They had a bit of a tough stretch right after the NYC game, but they've really come back, and they think there's plenty of time. There's two teams in front of them. I mean, they both play tonight, but heading into tonight, there's only 6 points back of Montreal and New England with a bunch of time and meetings against a lot of the teams that are in front of them still to come. So yeah, they're still in the mix for sure. They have the talent. They believe, you know, they were one of the best teams in MLS history last year, and most of the players are back. So they certainly believe it can happen. And I guess as long as they get some big results, they should be right in it.
Ryan, you've covered the Raptors for years, and I think The big news this week was, again, the Raptors don't get a Christmas Day game, although they're going to have the most games in primetime on U.S. television for the first time in like 17 years, I want to say. And what's your opinion? Should the Raptors be playing on Christmas? Have they earned the right to play on Christmas just because based on the whole Kawhi Leonard thing? And why didn't the NBA do the DeMar DeRozan Kawhi Leonard storyline on Christmas Day? They would have hit a home run with that, no?
No, I agree. I think it made perfect sense. I mean, it could have happened. There are some matchups there. I mean, I get why the Knicks are there. They're the biggest market in the world. So, you know, they have to be there, even though, like, Porzingis probably isn't even going to be healthy. But people are still going to watch. And I get why the NBA kind of, you know, they just feel like if they're only going to get numbers because the Canadian ratings don't count for them, I get why they don't do it. But, yeah, obviously it would have been a way better storyline than about half the Christmas Day storyline. So I think, you know, the Raptors led the East last year. They have, I think, the third best record in the NBA over the past 4 or 5 years. Like, they definitely should be there, but I get why the NBA is kind of deciding not to put them there.
Yeah, Bucks Knicks, can't wait for that matchup on Christmas Day. And, I mean, I get why the Knicks are there. That's like a Christmas tradition that they always play. But, you know, it's just difficult to watch for Raptors fans. But the fact that they still get 15 nationally televised games, Ryan, south of the border, and I don't even think the NBA TV games are included in that. I mean, it's pretty clear that the NBA still views this team now with Kawhi Leonard as a team that, you know, fans south of the border should be watching. So I think there's still a level of respect there. But do you think, if you were Masai Ujiri, that you would trade all of those 15 nationally televised games for one Christmas Day game?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess it depends how much he thinks with that sell free agents on them. I guess it would. I mean, having that prestige and stuff. So maybe he would do it. But I think, I don't know. I think that there's enough other good ones that maybe it doesn't make that much of a difference. But I definitely think, maybe he likes to look and sell the free agents on things like that. And I know that he's thought over the years that they don't get the respect they do. So maybe he would trade them in for one.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Hopefully, fingers crossed, one day the Raptors probably would have to win an NBA title to be featured on Christmas Day moving forward, or have one of the top players in the league. But we'll see what happens this coming season. Should be a fun one. Ryan, as always, man, thanks for the time today, and we'll talk down the road.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.